Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to introduce our recent progress, which is about the FlipTest 5 derived from the OV4, the competitive file, the head of the stream. My talk will be based on our recent two papers, this one and this one. And they are in collaboration with the Jinni Kim at Seoul National University. Even though I try to derive the FlipTest 5 from the heterotic string, eventually we aim to realize MSSM in the framework in the heterotic string theory. The reason why we consider the FlipTest 5 seriously is the first is that in FlipTest 5, doubly triply splitting problem is resolved very easily. And second good point in FlipTest 5 is, unlike in SO10 or SV5, there is no unwanted fermion mass relations in FlipTest 5. In addition, in the FlipTest 5, there is no, we don't have to require the, any adjoint Higgs field to break the grand unification. So let me first summarize our result because I don't have enough time. As I mentioned, we derived the SV5 plus SV5 times U1X, so-called the FlipTest 5, and with the three families of the MSSM matter field, with plus some vector-like Higgs field, which are necessary for breaking of grand unification and electroweak symmetry breaking. And one interesting point in this model is U1X charge assignment is exactly coincident with those in required in the FlipTest 5, in field theoretic FlipTest 5. And Yukawa coupling, after analyze the Yukawa coupling, we can see that all vector-like exotic and charged, regularly charged states turn out to be massive, and we noted that the FlipTest 5 can be broken to MSSM through the field theory level, and doubly triply splitting still possible, and fermion masses can be generated, and R parity also relevant at low energy is still defined only if when some neutral single field develop large vacuum expectation value. And the other good point in this model is the sine theta W squared, their value of sine theta W squared is given by 3 over 8. Of course, the physical mass states must satisfy the massless conditions for left mover and right mover. And in addition, the number of multiplicity for a massless states is given by the projection operator, which can be read off from the one loop partition function of string. Let me show our model. We employ the G12 OV-fold compactification, which is specified with this shift factor. It is associated with the boundary condition of a six-dimensional oscillator. And so once we determine the shift vector for a six-dimensional oscillator and the Wilson line, then the model is completely fixed. Our choice is the following. The shift vector is given by this form, which is over order 12. And we also introduce one Wilson line, which is over order 3. This Wilson line is introduced the second complex sublattice. So first five entries gives the SV5 times the U1 gauge group, and the other group, just the other visible sector, gives just the U1 vectors. Of course, if we employ the more complicated Wilson line, we can break more the hidden sector gauge group. For instance, the SO10 can be broken to the partition lump. This is our field spectrum. From the untwist sector, we can obtain the two families of the 16 field and the five place. So this field turned out to be the electroweak Higgs field. And In T6 tree sector, we have four copies of 10, while the three times we have three copies of 10 bar. So one 10, if the 10 bar achieve a heavy mass, then the mesolith 10 turn out can be a one family of the battlefield. From T2 tree sector, we derive the 5 bar and one singlet field, this singlet turn out to be the charged lepton field. So this 10 and this 5 bar 1 compose of 16 multiples. And T4 tree sector, we can obtain the three copies of 5 bar and two copies of 5 minus 2 field. And from the old tree sectors, so we can obtain we have some exotic vector-like field, but it turns out they all can be super heavy. So to see the Yukawa coupling, we need to analyze the vertex operator. The vertex operator should satisfy the three conditions. First, the gauge invariance, which is associated with the 16-dimensional left mover. And the second condition is H momentum conservation, which is associated with the internal 6-dimensional oscillator. And so we must satisfy also space group selection rules. So the allowed couplings turns out like that. First, the all kind of exotic vector-like field can get a mass terms like that. Once some single field develop a large vacuum expectation value. So the resultant the mass-less field in this model is from three sectors we have two copies 16 and 5 minus 2. This is one over Higgs, and from T6 tree sector we have 110, and from T2 tree sector we have 5 bar and the single field. So this one and this one compose one family of the MSS matter field, and from T4 tree sector we have the other the Higgs field. So we could obtain the SV5 field spectrum, and we noticed that in the superpotential that kind of superpotential is also allowed. So once some single field develop vacuum expectation value, then 10 bar also can develop vacuum expectation value over the grand unification. And for double triplet splitting, we need 10-10-5 and 10-bar-10-bar-5-bar coupling is also necessary. So once the 10 and 10-bar develop vacuum expectation value from the this superpotential, then triplet contained in the 10 and 5 place also becomes super heavy through the this coupling. We have the some cubic fermionic couplings are allowed. So top quark coupling also allowed at cubic level, and the p-type quarks also allowed. But as I discussed earlier, once some neutral singlet develop vacuum expectation value, then all other components in the 10 5 bar 5 bar and the 10 5 and 1 5 bar 5 and 10 bar 10 bar 10 coupling can be non-zero. This coupling is necessary for it is this coupling gives U-type quark mass, and this is a D-type quark mass and charged lepton and Majorana neutrino. So finally, the R parity is relevant at low energy still can be defined. Because I already provide the summary, so I stop here.
Thank you.
Sorry? One source of the vacuum expectation value for a singularity is anomalous the T term potential, FI term. So, and that kind of term can be induced other superpotential through the F term superpotential, F term scalar potential. But anyway, but through the system, highly non-universal terms also.